Welcome to the first episode of the HG Living Podcast. We are here today to talk about lifestyles of the locally rich and famous. I'm your host, Lindsay Maynard, owner, associate broker, and director of brokerage development at Harvey Gumman Realtor. And I'm here with your co-host, Natalie O'Donnell and Mason Goddard. Are you guys so excited to be here today for the first episode?
Yes, I'm so excited. It's been a long time coming.
Yes, we've put the studio has taken some time and it's so good. And with Mason producing, I'm really excited to be here and finally launch this with you guys. So
it's been about a month or 2 month process in the works here, right?
Yes. Yeah. So we've been talking about maybe this for longer. Too long. Yeah. Yeah. This has been a goal for like maybe even almost a year. But yeah, glad it's finally coming together and that we're here to launch this today. So
all right. What do you got for us today?
Yes. So let's talk about just a little bit about the history of Harvey Gumman and kind of how we ended up here. At Harvey Gumman, we really focus on supporting our communities. We've been a staple in the community here for over 67 years in the real estate business. And a lot of people don't know, but Harvey Gumman himself, way back when, developed most of what was St. Clairsville. And that's how we all got started here as Harvey Gumman Realtors. So that's a really exciting tidbit about St. Clairsville that most people don't know. Even like Beth Drive and some of the surrounding streets were named after some of the older employees that used to be here and started out here. So, awesome. Yes. And then from Harvey, John Goodman, his son, came into the business and he was an owner. And he brought on John Zambuco, our broker today, as his partner, which somewhat opened doors for me to be able to come in because, you know, I brought in a partner that wasn't directly related to the family. And so John was our broker and third owner or partner. And now we're into our third generation with me, John Zambuco, and Jay Goodman, John's son. So it's been a lot of fun, my career coming through here for Harvey Gumman. But we've been a staple of the community. When we first started, we had the smaller building over to the left of our corporate office here. This used to be an old grocery store, which I can't talk much about because I was not shopping here when it was open.
Do you know so what grocery
store it was? I do not remember.
I wanted to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. John could bring it back for us. We'll have to bring somebody on to talk deeper about the history of Harvey Gumman and what St. Clairsville was like back then before it was developed into what it is today with Walmart shopping plazas and everything else. So
I always thought when I first started working here, I didn't know that all the street names were like named after some of the previous employees. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that till just now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, fun tidbit. My aunt is the property manager, Beth Francis. She's been here for over 40 years. And even some of the streets were named Beth Drive, named after Aunt Beth. Yeah, and so, yes, I was running around the office of Harvey Gumman when I was younger. I had no idea I'd ever end up in real estate. I actually never dreamed that like real estate was just something I never thought of when I was younger. And then once I got into real estate, it was like a perfect match. But it's just something I never really even thought of, even running around the hallways and stuff.
Really in full circle.
Yeah.
Tell us about how you ended up in this position as associate broker and partner of Harvey Gumman.
Well, so I went through my own home buying experience, which was a bit extensive. I was that buyer that we all kind of dread maybe sometimes. I saw tons of houses. It wasn't too bad. I would only see maybe one house once a month or every 2 months. So it wasn't so bad. But we looked at houses for like 4 or 5 years. It was ridiculous. We bought a piece of land, planned an entire build. The day before we broke ground, Sean found our house on Facebook Marketplace and we went and bought it and everything else, you know, whatever, sold the lot. And then it was our forever home. And so right the day we moved in, we're laying in bed and I was looking at realtor.com and browsing houses. And Sean was like, "What are you doing? We just moved into our dream home." No, like, stop. He was like, "Maybe you should just make a career out of this. Like, you've been looking at homes for 5 years. You love this. Like, And I was like, well, that's not a bad idea. I wanted to start to dive into a career by the time my kids went to kindergarten, and they were right about there. Emma was going to kindergarten, but Colt was about two years old. And so it made sense to start into a new career, and it's led to this.
And you're here now.
Yes, yes.
Exciting. You've done so many great things at Harvey Goodman. What is your favorite thing this year that you've done?
I was going to say, how did you come into the position of actually being part owner now? Like, how did that process go over here?
So from the time when I first got into real estate, I mean, I was always entrepreneurial minded, and like the sky was the limit. So I never wanted to cap myself. That's one thing I really liked about real estate, was there was like no ceiling, and there's just endless potential. And so from the minute I got my real estate license, I thought maybe I'd go on to get my broker license and whatnot. And there was really no other option but to come work for Harvey Goodman. My aunt was here. That's all I knew in real estate was Harvey Goodman. It's all you ever heard of. That's all you saw back in the day. And so I just wanted to be here at Harvey Goodman, and always just really kind of wanted to climb the ladder, but I didn't know if that would be an option. I didn't know if John, when he would be retiring, if he had an exit plan or whatnot. And actually the first interview that I had with John, I sat in front of his desk, and, you know, of course he's like, oh, your Aunt Beth's niece. And we just get to chatting, and he's like, so what are your long-term goals in real estate? And I was like, well, I want to be sitting in your seat one day. And he like laughed about it and totally forgot about it. My very first interview, I was like, you know, ultimately I'd like to be in your chair. And yeah, he just chuckled, like, new agent, we all had these big dreams, but it's like, we'll see if you can even sell a house, you know, like, let's like pump the brakes. You haven't done anything yet. And so from there, I just focused on growing my sales and building business. And I had some success with that for, you know, 2 or 3 years. And then I went back to John one day and I was like, remember that first interview that we had and what I told you? And he was like, no, what are you talking about? And I'm like, how I said, I wanted to come for your seat. And he was like, I don't remember this at all. This is good, you know? And so then that like led into the conversation of talking about what, you know, next steps were, what his future looked like, what my goals and intentions were. And from there, it took almost a year, but we were able to put a deal together to come on, for me to come on as partner. And here we are.
That's awesome.
You were about to ask a question. What was her?
What has been like your favorite thing that you've done at Harvey Goodman? Like the biggest change so far you've noticed since you've taken over?
Just our impact and involvement back into the community, and the way we've been able to encourage our agents to get out there and get involved. Even in times when we just had the recent flooding that we've had this year, to see our team go out and just give and those in-person services and lend a helping hand and volunteer and really make that impact, because that's just really what we value here at Harvey Goodman, making an impact on our communities, a positive impact. And so to see our team come together and to see that culture grow has really been very touching to me, you know.
Mason, I can personally attest to how it's interesting.
It's like a family atmosphere, like everybody said around here. It's a good environment, and you really feel like welcomed as a family member here more than just like an employee, which is, it's not something you get in most companies. So it's awesome.
That's what we always wanted. You know, this was a family, this was a family started business, family owned, family ran. And Jay Goodman, one of our partners, is, you know, original to the family there. And so we wanted to keep that. And all of our employees over the years, my Aunt Beth is not related to the Goodmans in any way, but she's been here for 40 years and she's family, yeah. You know? And so we always just wanted to keep that. And then keep our impact in the communities and our involvement and our ability to give back to those communities, keep that strong. And I do think that we've done just that. So that's been really special, yeah, to grow our team. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's some things we're excited about moving forward as the next year plays out or the winter time's coming about? What are some things we can look forward to?
Mason, I know you're probably going to be excited for our turkey bowl that we're doing. Are we still doing that?
We're absolutely still doing that.
Calendar. So this has been... But that's been another really exciting thing. Yeah. Here at the company, we just launched our fantasy football team league last week.
I was last night checking my fantasy.
I just whooped Mason last night.
Fantasy.
Oh, this week ain't over yet. It's just the first game of the year.
Sorry.
I'm stoked about it. I've got a couple team managers working hard in the background on my fantasy team, but I can't really take the credit, but hey, the scores are fun. But that's been a lot of fun. Our golf team here at the office has been a lot of fun.
So much fun.
Yes. And launching this podcast and what we have coming up alongside the podcast, our community spotlight series. I'm super excited to watch that come out and roll out. You want to talk a little bit about that, Natalie?
Yeah. So Mason has Ohio Valley Spotlight. So him and his friend, they started this.
We started about 2 years ago. It was actually Justin Geary's idea. He brought it to me. Then we just kind of built on it together, and it's formed into what it is today. And we wanted to partner with you on what we felt like would be a good community series.
Yeah, when we first started talking about doing the community series, doing community stuff in general, Mason and I came up with the idea. We're like, it would be a great idea to have agents that either it's their hometown, live there, personal connections to the town, all of them in the valley. Mm-hmm. So it would be a great idea to just get our agents out there, interview business owners,
talk about what they love in their hometowns.
Yes. Yeah, different things, events that happen. Mm-hmm. So I did Shady Sides last month. I'm from St. Clairsville, but I went to school in St. Clairsville. I've lived in Shady Side for about 2 years now, and I love it. So I just got to talk about, interview all my friends, business owners, family members. I got to take Millie, my pup, around town, and we had a day, and it was fun to get out there into the community. And that'll be coming out, this week?
Yeah, it'll be coming out probably this following week whenever we actually launch this podcast. So whenever you guys are seeing this, you'll probably...
launching right alongside the podcast.
Yeah, you'll probably see that around the same time. What do we got next month? We got Barnesville. We're gonna film some stuff for the Pumpkin Festival.
Okay, so Barnesville next month, and then Mountville,
we've got to finalize the end of year schedule calendar.
But we'll
excited, Bob.
Yeah, we'll have every city that's around the valley kind of spotlighted as the months go on, and everybody will be covered. So it's gonna be an ongoing series, and it'll be pretty fun to do with getting involved in the community. And yeah, it's been fun so far.
Once a month,
we had a fun day.
Yeah, we'll highlight one specific community, so Shady Sides up first. And then also during those series, we'll be interviewing local business owners, people that live in those communities, and highlighting what makes each of our communities so special and what people love most about living there. So I can't wait to see all that.
I know,
it's going to be launched. So it is. It's going to be so much fun. So, all right. Well, I think that wraps up our first episode here. This has been so exciting. Can't wait to go episode 2. Maybe we'll dive in a little bit more history about you live in Shadyside, but you're from St. Clairsville, and maybe a history of where you came from and how you got into real estate, Natalie, and then talk more about Mason and Valley Visuals too. So until next time, your hosts, thank you for tuning in to your first episode of HG Living Podcast, where we talk about lifestyles of the locally rich and famous. So until next time.